Magic in the Morning, fresh off from Father's Day weekend. It wasn't a bad one, here and there a raindrop. We'll get weather forecast updates coming up in about a half hour, but it's a Monday morning, and this is when we chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. And checking in with us this morning remotely, we have Alyssa Fontaine. And Alyssa, you and I got together back in October of last year, I think. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Jeff?
Well, I mean, the weekends are never long enough. I mean, it was Father's Day weekend. I got to wish my dad a happy Father's Day, and you have a happy dad in your life, too, don't you?
Yes, for sure. For sure. And we're lucky to have gotten to spend some time with him this weekend.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. Okay, so the last time we talked about some drills and some training that was going on at NVRH. And we've been to the website here, and I think it's a good time to start talking about things because you have an actual literal page on the website where safety is the key at NVRH, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, we're always doing things, and we have a lot of things going on. So you're right. We talked last year when we did an operational drill with some of our external partners like EMS and fire and law enforcement. And then we started construction. So that's a big safety thing all on its own. And we're still working on just normal things, though, you know. And it's kind of like you have to refresh some of those simple things that we think about with safety, such as fire safety and work safety. So,
well, I mean, we've come into a very active time of the year too. I mean, we were all kind of locked up through that seemed like endless winter, but a lot of folks are getting out and about. A lot of people are doing yard work and stuff like that. And this is an important time to start thinking about our safety. Like, for example, if we're out working on the yard and we get a cut or something like that, these are also the kind of things that you guys have information on. Like, if I remember right, one of the programs is called Stop the Bleed, right?
Yeah, so we work really well with our Medical Reserve Corps, MRC, and they come in and they do some training on Stop the Bleed, which is for some larger bleeding issues such as chainsaw accidents or something like that, where there's a lot of bleeding, not just a little cut. But they provide you with the knowledge and tools and even a kit that includes a tourniquet and some basic bleeding equipment so that you can go home and use the kit if you needed to. They actually join our facility every month on Tuesday afternoons now between 12:30 and 2 and provide that training to both our staff and the community. So it's really great because in our hospital we have some Stop the Bleed kits scattered around in different facilities. So it helps some of our staff that aren't clinically based gain that knowledge, but also the community comes in and they're welcome to participate. It's super cool.
Well, Alyssa, I'm pretty sure that every home out there has some form of a first aid kit, but to have something for as serious and significant as this, it's like being a Boy Scout. Just be prepared, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned early on in the conversation, as you and I were getting ready to have the chat here, we talked about fire safety, and you got to tell us, you talk about refreshing things, you got to tell us you got to have a little bit of fun with real fire?
Yeah, so last month, actually, we worked with St. Jay's Fire Department, and they came and created some mini fires, if you will, for us to work on our fire extinguisher training and learn how to use fire extinguishers and to practice, because it's not something that you can easily and readily practice at home or in your work environments many times. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty surprising the number of adults who have not ever had to use a fire extinguisher or even gotten to practice. So that's one of the fun things we do. Usually in the summertime months, we set up a couple of times.
Now, there was only once in my work career that I ever had to use a fire extinguisher. It's back in the days when I was a mechanic. But other than that, you're right. I mean, it's not like you go around and play with those things all the time.
I'm going to tell you, it's as simple as PASS. Okay, so that's an acronym, P for pull, A for aim, S for squeeze, and S for sweep. And so if you could keep that in mind and maybe get your hands on one with some training, you'll be good to go.
Well, that and, of course, practicing fire drills are always key, too. I mean, it's always important to practice that fire drill with everybody in the family, not just one version, but, you know, one or two, so that you can always be prepared, right?
Absolutely. So we do fire drills at the hospital quarterly, once on every shift. And so if you're a patient or you're a visitor, you may run into hearing the sirens go off and the lights blinking, letting people know that we are doing a fire drill. And you may even, in an outpatient setting, be asked to evacuate with some of our staff. So that's one way that we incorporate a real lifelike incident into drill practice, so that if it was to happen, our staff are better prepared, along with some of our visitors and community members who happen to be there. They'll know what to expect if it was to really happen.
Well, it's like when we used to have the fire drills when we were young and in school, and I know they still do it today, right?
Oh, they for sure do. My preschooler knows all about it.
Well, and before we went on the air, you said that they were pretty happy that summer was here too, right?
Our first day. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. So, folks, with us, we have Alyssa Fontaine, who is part of the community safety crew at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Now, Alyssa, I've also noticed, too, and there's more information about this up on the websites, so there's some signage at various entrances down to the store, and you had some help with that. And they, if I remember right, they share pertinent information or important information when emergencies happen, right?
Yes, yeah, so we have a signage that tells people kind of what incidents are happening. Maybe our doors are locked for like a lockdown incident. So there's signage at each of the main entrance points that scrolls along and will tell you, like, if you can't open the door, what may be going on inside, and hopefully give you some directives like go back to your car or whatever have you. So I think that's really valuable, again, walking into an area where you're like, I don't understand what's going on, where things are happening. They may also direct you to a location to get into the hospital. So during some of our events, we lock some of the doors you may normally be able to get into. And so that would provide that information to you.
Well, Alyssa, that's an awful lot of information, but so our listeners understand, this isn't something that we have to worry about every day, but it is very important in the event that it has to happen, right?
Exactly.
All right. So our time's getting pretty close to running out here. We've covered a lot, but there's more information on the website, or if somebody else has more information about any of the programs, Alyssa, can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. I'm pretty easy to find if you go to the website. I'm always happy to answer questions and help give some guidance if needed.
All right, folks, if you head to the NVRH.org website, there is a tab that you can click on about safety. Your final thoughts this morning, Alyssa, as we wrap things up?
I think it's my typical always be prepared, always be thinking about what may happen, even though we can rest assured that most of the time our world is pretty safe and we're going to get through it just fine.
All right. So we also understand, too, there's going to be another drill coming up a little bit later on this year.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you about that. Yeah, we're going to be doing another operational drill in September. I think it's the first weekend. And this is going to include a lot of our local partners again, EMS and fire. The Vermont Hazmat team, I think, is going to be involved, our MRC, Medical Reserve Corps friends. So last year we had such a great drill and a lot of learned lessons, which is the whole point. And so we look forward to doing that again with them.
Well, and I'm sure, as you did with the last one, there'll be all kinds of coverage on it. You'll put it up on the Facebook page. It'll be on the website, and we'll pass the word along, too. Alyssa, I want to thank you for everything that you do for our community. Thanks for being part of NVRH, okay?
Thank you, Jess. Have a great day.
Yeah, hope to see you again soon, okay?
You bet.
That's our chat for this week with NVRH. You can find out more at NVRH.org. And we're headed up to news. We've got a weather forecast update coming your way in a half hour. Birthdays and anniversaries at half past right here on Magic. Good morning.